Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for a week beginning Saturday, November the 4th and the whole week ahead. Well, there's a full moon in Taurus, which is good for you because it's Earth with Earth. And this earthiness is very good over the next 2 weeks. There's a lot of things that you can sort out, children, your love life, and your desire for creative success. All of these things are important, but they come under one connection, and it's your heart. Whatever your heart desires is now telling you to quit anything that is no longer working and move on. Here's your Sunday stars. Yesterday, Venus opposed Uranus. The problem with Venus-Uranus is it's out of control and you never know what's going to happen. And yesterday I told you there's a full moon, and full moons mean the end of. So there's the end of one thing, but with Venus and Uranus around, it can also mean there's a touch of chaos. Chaos and disruption. So before you make decisions or do anything, make sure it's truly, really what you want. Here's your Monday stars. Mercury is going to move into Sagittarius. Well, in fact, he moved in yesterday, but it's his first full day in your 12th house sign. And that really means that you've got a lot of thinking to do over the next few weeks, and you shouldn't tell a soul. The more you can think for yourself and keep it secret, the better. If you don't, then somebody will steal your ideas, and that could mean that you end up having nothing when you could have so much. Here's your Tuesday stars. I love with Venus moving into Scorpio for you. I love it because it opens up a whole new factor. It's a feminine factor, that's absolutely for sure, but also it could connect with the LGBT community too. So friends, friendships, clubs, groups, organisations, I want you to be more socially active than you've been in a very long time, because with Venus in this position, you can make friends and influence people in the most becoming of ways. Here's your Wednesday stars. Moon's in Cancer now, and the main problem at the very beginning is that somebody is trying to push you into doing something you don't want to do. So don't do it. And worse still, don't do anything to please them. This is about pleasing yourself, and there's some lovely aspects. Don't forget, Venus yesterday moved into that very social part of your chart. And also, your future is beckoning anew. There are new possibilities coming into view. Don't lose out by following too much what other people want you to do. And here's your Thursday stars. The Sun and Pluto linking together certainly is very empowering and is going to help you do a lot of things. But the biggest thing is a transformation in you and your life. I would start with your image, because I think how you present yourself and how you come across to others with the Sun Pluto is simply saying this: bring out the best in you. Once you can do that, then you will grab people's attention, and that can only lead to success and happiness. Here's your Friday stars. Now, yesterday there was a Sun-Pluto connection, which is so good. And this is also empowering for future plans and ideas. So look to the future now. Once you've got the look that you want, so therefore you can command the stage of life you're in, then you can start to make changes in other areas too. And that is very much looking to the future.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.